Bitachon for Life, Shir 761, Thursday, Parshas Vayelech. We are discussing the words of the Leshem, why a tzaddik can suffer, why doesn't he utilize his bitachon to be saved. And we said two terutzim, and basically the first two terutzim are with the same mahalach, that a tzaddik wants to be in the situation that he's in. And therefore, even though he could have bitachon, he doesn't have bitachon. That's basically the gist of the first two terutzim of the Lashem. But the Lashem says a third teretz. And it's a very important teretz because, first of all, it helps us understand what our objective is when it comes to bitachon. And it's especially relevant when it comes to Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What's the essence of tshuva? What's our job in this world? So let's first begin with explaining what our job in this world is. And then we're going to get to what the Lashem says. We mentioned this concept once, that our job, whenever it comes to a mitzvah or to an avera, our job is the bechira, is the choice. It's up to us to make the choice to do the mitzvah or chas v'shalom to do the avera. It's not in our hands to bring it to fruition. It's not up to us to fulfill the mitzvah. It's up to the Ribbono shel Olam to allow us to fulfill the mitzvah. But he does leave up to us the choice. And therefore, let's take, for example, let's say a person tried to do a mitzvah. And he had an oinus, something came up, he had an accident, he couldn't do the mitzvah. Chazal say he still gets the schar. Because the main schar is for the choice. It's not for the action, because you're not in control of the action. And it's an important thing to keep in mind, because sometimes people get frustrated that they try to do something, it doesn't work out. You have to understand, it's not up to you for it to work out. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't care if it works out or not. What he cares about is if you tried. Every area in life is like that. We discussed it when it came to chinuch, how a person has to be mechanech his children. It's not up to you how your children are going to turn out. It's only up to you to try. So that's the first foundation that we have to build over here. When we're talking about having bitachon, we're talking about trying to have bitachon, to put in the effort, to make the choice to work on your bitachon. The same thing with Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The reason why you're doing tshuva is on the bad choice. You made a choice that you shouldn't have made, and therefore you do tshuva on the choice. Of course, you're asking for mechila, for the avera itself. But what connects you to the avera is the choice, is the fact that you chose to do the avera. Therefore, if a person did an avera by accident, bishoygig, it wasn't a complete accident, but it was a shegig, it was a mistake. He has less of a tshuva to do because the aver is not as serious, but he still has to do tshuva because he should have been more careful and he wouldn't have fallen into such a situation. So that's the first step. Whenever we discuss what's up to us, it's always the choice. We have to choose to do the mitzvah, we have to choose to avoid the avera, and we get schar based on our choice. We will, Be'ez Hashem, continue this discussion.